Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Salt, this is a nice surprise.
For who? I don't really like it when police are in the studio.
Well,
it scares me.
When they're in here and they don't have guns drawn and they don't have handcuffs out, I feel like we're okay.
You're right.
No sobriety tests.
No sobriety tests.
Are you sure?
Not yet.
Well, let's go around and have the introductions. Let's start with you, Brian.
I'm Brian Foley. I work for the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. I work as an assistant for the commissioner.
And Joe?
Trooper Joe Sudarellis with the Connecticut State Police, currently in the Media Relations Unit.
Well, welcome to both of you.
I got a question. I'm new to Connecticut, and I just came from Massachusetts. It's been about 8 months now. I love the state of Connecticut. Are you guys called stateies here as well, or?
I think that's a generic term
just
that
a generic
people
term?
Use across
it's
the country.
It's big and mass, though.
Oh, yeah. No, you see the statey, and you're like, oh, yeah, there's the stateies.
Yep.
So, but I haven't had any experiences yet with your fine branch of law enforcement.
That's a good thing, right?
Wow, he's really sucking up hard right now. You're a fine branch of law enforcement.
If you see a giant white truck driving around, just don't pull me up.
Joe, how long do they have when they come from out of state to change their place and their license?
Not long.
30 days or something like that?
I'm going to go.
So now you guys are here because you're looking for a few good men and women to come and join your ranks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we are. We're down to about 900 troopers, and staffing analysis puts it anywhere between 1,200 and 1,500.
Wow.
As far as managing overtime costs, we got to get up to about 1,000 to 1,100, and that's important to our state. And for us to patrol the state safely, we need to get our numbers up. And look, we got 300 people ready to retire and then over the next 2 years as well. So if anyone out there wants to be a Connecticut State Trooper, now is the opportunity. We got two classes of 85 going in back to back. We're trying to get a diverse, well-rounded class of people to come in and apply to be a Connecticut State Trooper.
Well, walk me through the application process. Is there an age limit? What do you have to do? I have two teenagers, one of whom is interested in going into law enforcement, Ian.
Yeah.
And so I was going to talk.
I could see him. The other one would be in the opposite side of
it. Yeah,
yeah.
But I was going to talk to my neighbor, who's a police officer, about this very topic. So what do you have to do if you want to become
So it kind of varies from department to department, right? Mm-hmm. But it's very similar in a sense. There is no age cap, but you have to be 21 by November. If you're looking to become a Connecticut State Trooper, you have to be 21 by November 1st of this year. After you fill out the application, there is no written exam as there was in the past. It's somewhat of a referral question that will ask you whether or not you're comfortable with doing a job. There are certain aspects of the job that they'll ask whether or not you're comfortable with working nights and weekends, being away from family for an extended period of time, to get a sense of whether or not you'd be fitted for the job itself. Then you move on to the physical agility. There's a psychological evaluation, a background, extensive background investigation.
I was out at physical agility.
You'd be surprised. We lose a lot of people on the physical agility, especially the younger kids.
I wouldn't be surprised by that. This is some hard stuff, you guys.
Like, how many push-ups would I have to do in a row?
Well, it all depends on your age, and we kind of mirror the. Well, it's a
sliding
chip
scale.
Test, or yeah.
So I'm 43. So what is that like? Four?
Much less than someone who's 21.
Yes. Nice. All right, I like this.
But a lot more than four.
Like five?
We expect much less of you.
That's 25% more than four, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, okay, talk to me about the boring stuff, but the good stuff, which is the perks and benefits of working as a state trooper. I mean, you have, like, what, retirement programs?
So there is a amazing pension that comes with the job itself. But some of the more obvious benefits are, you know, the pay. It's very competitive compared to most other departments within the state or nationally. You have a take-home car, but with that take-home car,
you get a car.
Yes, you do. But there's a lot of responsibility that comes with that car.
It's not
you're
like
always on call.
Yeah, you're driving down the road, you're off duty, and you see something, you have to act as a Connecticut State Trooper.
Do you get a canine as well?
That's an option. it's another good thing about the state police is there's so many options, so many different directions to go in your career, and there's so many different types of canines. You know, you got search and rescue, you got bomb dogs, narcotics dogs. So there's a lot of different avenues to go.
What if you're someone who's maybe screwed up a little bit in life?
Like myself.
Can you should you be afraid of applying if maybe you've done something wrong in the past, like, and you feel like I can't do this because
you know,
they're going to find out.
We're not running for Chief Justice of the United States here, so for Supreme Court. This is we want people with a well-rounded life experiences, and you know, look at everyone's going to take some dents in their hull over a course of their life, and so we expect that. It's just, you know, nothing too major. You know, no felony convictions, please.
What do you mean by you screwed up in your life? What did you do?
Well, I was a college student at one point here in the state, CCSU Blue Devils, and yeah, there was a couple of speed bumps where my parents were let down, but you know, people mature, and it's a maturation process over a lifetime. And you look at our the older candidates are sometimes the best candidates we have. They're less likely to likely to have those young aggressive behaviors that we see in some of the younger recruits. So better at de-escalating, better at communicating as they get older, mostly. So we encourage older candidates as well.
And now, where do you find out about? We're going to go to a website, or where are we sending?
You can find all the information you need on our website, www.beaconnecticuttrooper.com.
And it's all over our social media as well.
Now, Trooper Joe, what's the advice you have for people when they get pulled over? Come on, you got to give us a trick.
Be nice.
What's the trick? Is it honesty? Because I've always heard, pull over because chances are you know you were speeding. Everybody asks that question. You guys always ask that question. Do you know what I pulled you over?
Always hear the term, treat people how you want to be treated.
Okay.
Right? I think respect goes a long way during the traffic stop. I mean, hey, it may not get you out of a ticket, but if you know why you were pulled over, just...
I usually keep protein bars right next to my dash.
That might get you two tickets,
actually. If I slip one of those, it's not necessarily a bribe. I'm just looking out for your well-being. Is that okay?
That might get you two tickets.
Okay.
But on a peanut allergy, you might not.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Also, you get a fresh haircut when you become a trooper, right?
So. Yeah, they do. They're looking at some different ways to make the academy a little more tolerable. But the first thing, women don't have to have their hair cut. The men get their hair cut.
Well, that's right wrong. Away. I want to be treated equally.
Yes, well, then you have that opportunity too. Absolutely.
Can I keep this beard? That's what I need to know.
I'm going to say that's frowned upon.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. Good luck in recruiting
new
class of troopers and... gosh, come back and visit us anytime.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Don't want to see you in the parking lot.